This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian armed forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and missiles last night. Pakistan troops also resorted to numerous ceasefire violations along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army asserted that it remains committed to safeguarding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the nation. It said that all nefarious designs will be responded with force. According to the headquarters Integrated Defence Staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot, Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized the attack and no loss of life has been reported. We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra about the Pakistani firing.
Firstly, I compliment the Indian Armed Forces and the countrymen for the conduct of the most successful operation in the last 24 hours. As you are aware, that the Pakistan Armed Forces struck on a broad front all along the line of control and the international border, covering Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Rajasthan and Gujarat. Multi-pronged attack together on our airfields, military installations, civilian areas by drones, aircrafts and missiles. Indian Armed Forces repelled their strike effectively using air defense systems, and there is no loss of life or equipment reported as yet. The debris of the misfired missiles are being examined and will be shown to the public. Post that, Indian Armed Forces did counter strikes on major cities of Pakistan to include Lahore and Islamabad. Let me also say that Pakistan is spreading misinformation by information campaign and fake narrative. May I request all citizens of India follow trusted sources of information to include Press Information Bureau.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. The sources added that the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. They said Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. The Defense Ministry rejected the reports claiming a suicide attack by terrorists at Pathankot and Rajouri. Meanwhile, Border Security Force also foiled a major infiltration attempt at international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir Samba district last night. Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, armed forces have thwarted multiple attempts by Pakistan to target some locations including Pathankot, Jalandhar, Amritsar and Bhatinda last night. Amid escalating tensions, Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Director General of Border Security Force to take stock of the border situation. He also spoke with Director General of CISF regarding airport security. Meanwhile, in a special joint briefing yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit. He also stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. In view of recent aggression from Pakistan's side, authorities have ordered the closure of airports in Kishangarh, Butanar and Ludhiana. Earlier flight operations had already been suspended at several key airports across Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh as a precautionary measure to ensure civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. Delhi airport operations will remain normal. However, some flight schedules may be impacted due to evolving airspace conditions and heightened security measures. In an advisory issued today, Delhi Airport Authority has advised the passengers to cooperate with security and airline staff for smooth facilitation. It also urged everyone to rely on official sources for information and avoid relying on or circulating unverified content. Sri Lanka's cabinet spokesman minister Dr. Nalin Jethisa has said that the Sri Lankan government will not allow anyone to use Sri Lanka's airspace or territory to attack another nation. He said this on the stance of the government pertaining to India-Pakistan tensions during the weekly cabinet briefing yesterday. Minister Jethisa added that Sri Lanka will always reject all forms of terrorism and stand for regional peace. And that is the end of this news bulletin.